Joe Thomas in the Morning. You know what I find amazing about this track from his Detroit Muscle album is it's the first time Ted Nugent has recorded the Star Spangled Banner. Not the first time he's ever played it, but the first time he's ever put it on a record album. And I use it as the segue to welcome in a special guest because it gives me the opportunity to say, hey, look, kids, it's halfway to Christmas. He is the great Tom Powell of Toylift fame. Good to see you, Tom. How are you doing?
Good to see you, Joe. How are you this morning?
Hey, anything when it's going to be 98 degrees and humid with pop-up storms to say halfway to Christmas is an okay thing.
I don't know if you mentioned Toylift, it'll probably snow.
Exactly, and it'll be wind chill.
That's right.
And we're all praying for a wind chill today. But you are here for your second hat, the new hat that you've put on over the last couple of years, which is Fireworks Man. And not the guy who pulls up on the side of the road with the truck and says, fireworks here, last chance before the state line.
That's right.
Carter Mountain, highest point for miles around, beautiful location for fireworks. Can't believe we hadn't been blowing them off from there before, but we are doing it now. But we are in the midst of the fundraising drive for the annual Independence Day fireworks, correct?
We really are. It works out really well on Carter's Mountain. I've had folks come to me and say, I watched the fireworks and I was up on 29 in green.
Yeah.
So you can literally see them from everywhere. We had people from Afton Mountain tell us that they were, watching the fireworks. It's just a wonderful venue to shoot them off from. It's like you said, it's one of the highest spots in the area. And we're doing a fundraiser this year, as we've done every year in the past. This year, our beneficiary of over and above the fireworks cost will be the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. And speaking from personal experience, they do some really great things.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and especially, when you talk about, what can happen, we talk about the car accidents, we get the news stories about pedestrians hit, that rescue squad saved so many lives. And all volunteer, often, UVA kids, they're trying to, get their medical degree and getting some real world experience. It's a terrific thing there. Joining Tom in the studio is Big Ray, minus the cool cats, Ray Cadell. Ray, you've joined in on this foray into making sure these fireworks are happening over Carter Mountain. Talk about, why it became important for you to get involved.
Sure. Well, it was interesting that you said Tom was putting a new hat on. Tom and I have had these hats on for 25 years.
That's true. This isn't the first time you guys have had to save the fireworks. Hats.
Yeah, there have been a couple of moments throughout where a television station took it over or somebody else took it over from us. I don't know. We keep coming back.
Yeah.
We just keep coming back. We've approached it a little bit differently this time. If you make your donation, and the easiest thing to do is if you go to the CARS website, which is rescue1.org, so rescue the number one .org, click on events, you can donate right there.
I tell you what, I've got an even easier one. Go to WCHV.com, right on the menu bar, it says ID4 Fireworks. Click that, and it takes you right to the donation page.
Cool. That's
no
great.
No mucking around anywhere else, but so... The additional money, now last year it was Ronald McDonald House.
Mm-hmm.
And previous year
it was the food bank before that.
Yeah, blue. And so this year the additional money, anything over the cost of the fireworks is going to go to the rescue squad. And that's terrific.
That's right. And we are so lean that we don't pay anything except for the hard cost of shooting off the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is donated, everything we need. The fact that we moved on to a private piece of property, there's a lot less hoops to jump through than at McIntyre Park, and the city's a little funny about McIntyre Park these days anyway, particularly with COVID and things
The same thing happened to the New Year's Eve fireworks,
right?
Because all of a sudden the pavilion's there, and they're like, hey, it's canvas, let's not do fireworks right downtown by it, and same thing with the YMCA, though I don't think it's made of canvas. Talk about the display this year. I mean, you're the showman.
We just tell them every year it's got to be a little better than last year. you know, we're very, very fond of hiring experts.
Yeah.
And they understand how important this is to us. It's pretty rare across the country that that it's seen as a fundraising operation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places just raise the money for the fireworks, and nobody's, I don't know, necessarily sure if there's money left or not left or where it goes. We don't even carry any money over to next year, Joe.
So everything left over is just clean the slate.
Absolutely. You know, so. Well, it's actually the reverse even. Your check or your donation is made directly to the Charlottesville Alamar Rescue Squad. It's nice if on your bottom of your check you put fireworks because it helps them keep it straight over there.
Mm-hmm.
So your money goes directly to them. I'm not a tax advisor, but I'm pretty sure that makes it tax deductible. And then...
Though we just had the governor on, and he increased the standard deduction anyway. So
well, good. Well, that's good. And then they write the check back to the fireworks company.
Great. Yeah, that so makes it simple.
It's so clean. There's no... it's not a big committee. There's like four of us. We meet once a week by Zoom.
Yeah.
Nobody gets paid anything. A lot of us use somebody that works for us to help with social media or help with this, right, or graphics or things like that. Nobody makes anything. Every single penny goes to the fireworks, and then whatever's left over goes directly to the charity. And this year, like you said, it's the Charlottesville Alamar Rescue Squad.
Yeah, and if you want to throw me in as the fifth on the, you know, in the game of bridge, we will provide the audio soundtrack. So wherever you're watching, whether you're up in Green, as Tom mentioned, or you're sitting on Scottsville Road, which seems to be frowned upon by the authorities, but it does happen. Maybe the parking lot at PVCC will be open again this year. Who knows? But I know if some folks did and had done pan tops in years past when it was at McIntyre Park, and they found that to be fun as well. Just tune the radio in or use the smartphone app, because we'll have the musical accompaniment to it.
You've helped us every time we ever called you for anything. Your station has gotten involved and helped us, and we certainly appreciate that.
It's not a necessary. I mean, most of us grew up in a world where there wasn't such a thing as a musical accompaniment to the fireworks, but I think it adds a little something, you know. It's like when Big Ray gets the towel off and starts wiping his forehead during, one of their big songs, finishing up an evening, and everyone's like, oh, this is the big one. Ray's toweling off here.
I think that's an Elvis thing, but
yeah.
I did want to say one thing. So Carter's Mountain is a physical geographical place.
Yes.
Carter's Mountain Orchard is a privately owned business.
On Carter's Mountain.
On the side of it, I guess.
Yeah.
They have their own deal, their own, they charge per car, whatever. It's a private business. I'm a private businessman. They can do whatever they want. We can't put some umbrella over the top so people there can't see the fireworks.
No.
But this is a private landowner who has said to us, really took one phone call.
Yeah.
We said, we didn't really need someplace high to shoot this off from. He said, oh, I'm your guy.
Right,
and it's
got it.
Yeah, it's pretty astonishing to see him from there. And once we've started moving it to there, you could see it from everywhere. I mean, literally, like Tom said, Afton Mountain and Green and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're at the parking lot at Monticello High School, they're going off right over your head.
So I saw it from Palmyra. You mentioned, you know, you moved to Palmyra, and there you can see them. They're right there. It's just this is the coolest thing since sliced bread. And so I appreciate it. We'll work together. Ray will help me come up with a set list, unless Tom wants to do that. Although I think that's misplacing our strengths.
Yeah.
We'll get a set list together, and it's not one of those where we're going to sit and try to coordinate the songs with the fireworks, because people are going to be watching at a distance in a lot of cases.
You know, I did that live for a wedding one time.
Oh boy.
That's hard work.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
I had a dad who wanted to do everything for his little girl, and he wanted fireworks. And by the way, he wanted her to dance to My Girl by the Temptations.
Sure.
So we brought the Temptations in, the real Temptations.
Oh, my gosh.
They got off the bus, sang one song, got back on the bus, and went to wherever they were going.
Oh, that sounds like a scene in a movie.
Folks, we need your help. We really, really do. There's going to be fireworks. Don't worry about it. Some of us in years past have had to dig personally into our pockets, and we'll do that again if we have to. But we need to raise money for our Charlottesville Alamar Rescue Squad.
And so go to the station website, wchv.com. I have some friends, low friends in high places here at Monticello Media. We're going to get similar links on all of their websites.
So it's fabulous.
Whether it's CYK or the Oasis or whatever, you know, flavor of music you say, I just can't listen to these guys talk anymore. And I get it. You can just follow the links on there, and it's as easy as pie, because I think there's an online donation you can make, PayPal or whatever it is on there as well. So
and that's great. And folks, $10 or $15 or $25, that helps.
Yeah.
Sure, Tom and I went out and twisted the arms of some of our friends and got some bigger donations than that.
Sure, Tom. I like that. I appreciate that. Now, all of a sudden, I feel like I'm in a Bond movie. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to give. So, guys, Ray Cadell, Big Ray and the Cool Cats, Tom Powell, Christmas, Toy Lift. Thank you guys for marshaling the herd. And that was a football pun, by the way. And getting everyone together on this and making it even better. I've been involved in all the McIntyre ones, and that was always fun. But this is so much cooler than it was. So I appreciate it for both you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And it is almost halfway to Christmas.
Celebrating Founding Fathers Day every day.
No colony has ever broken from the parent stem in the history of the world.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.